From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The distant boom of an explosion in South Waziristan, where Pakistani troops are on the offensive against the Taliban. They're trying to crush an insurgency that has claimed more than 150 lives in the last 2 weeks. From Islamabad, the BBC's Ali Makbul reports that after months of preparation, a massive ground assault was launched after midnight in Pakistan.
Security officials say around 30,000 Pakistani ground troops are moving into South Waziristan from three directions. This had been a widely anticipated offensive. The government had been saying there was no alternative but to go into the Taliban's main stronghold and the place where they've provided safe haven for Al-Qaeda. But it will be the toughest of operations in hostile terrain. Tens of thousands of locals have already left the area over recent months, but the militants have been in preparation too.
The BBC's Ali Makbul reporting from Islamabad. In neighboring Afghanistan, a report is scheduled to be released today on alleged fraud committed during the recent presidential elections. The claims include ballot stuffing and coercion by supporters of President Hamid Karzai. He's under growing international pressure to accept the report's findings, whatever they turn out to be. Karzai may be forced into a runoff with his main rival, Abdullah Abdullah. Three more American troops have been killed in Afghanistan, bringing the U.S. military death toll this month to 28, according to the Associated Press. In the latest violence, the troops died in separate bombings in eastern and southern Afghanistan. As the American death toll rises in that country, President Obama is under pressure to act. He's considering a request by military commanders to send tens of thousands more troops to fight insurgents in that country. A string of bomb attacks is reported across Iraq today. In one case, a bomber drove a truck packed with explosives on a bridge outside Ramadi and blew it up. The bridge, which links Iraq to neighboring Syria and Jordan, is heavily used by civilian traffic and the U.S. military to transport heavy equipment. Several lives were lost in separate attacks in other parts of Iraq, including Baghdad and Fallujah. Hurricane Rick has grown into a powerful Category 4 storm off Mexico's Pacific coast with top winds near 135 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center says the storm centered about 255 miles southwest of Acapulco, Mexico. Meteorologist Michael Brennan is urging coastal residents and tourists to be on the alert.
We're encouraging folks in the Baja Peninsula and in the, along the coast of northwestern Mexico to pay attention to Rick, as it could become a threat to those areas as we move into the middle and later portions of next week.
That's forecaster Michael Brennan. You're listening to NPR News. A number of British food makers and supermarkets are trying to beat the recession by putting less in the pack but charging the same or more, according to a survey by the London Times. Larry Miller has details.
On British supermarket shelves, Oreos are now a couple of cookies short of a pack. Coors drained about an ounce from a 10-ounce bottle of light beer. A pack of Pall Mall cigarettes now holds just 19 instead of 20. Pampers raised the price of a disposable diaper by nearly 4 cents while shrinking the size of a package by 8 diapers. Birdseye, which has also cut quantity, says it needs to counter significant cost increases due to rising prices of raw materials and currency fluctuations. A spokeswoman for the charity, the Food Commission, says from a nutritional perspective, smaller portions bring some health benefits, but otherwise, it's a case of deception. She says manufacturers and supermarkets should be upfront with consumers so they can make purchasing decisions based on a full picture. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A leading federal health official calls the latest numbers on the H1N1 pandemic very sobering. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that since September, 43 deaths among children have been reported. That includes 11 in the past week. President Obama warns costs will keep rising and taking a severe toll on the economy if the health care system is not revamped. He delivered that message in his weekly address after the health insurance industry released a study this week claiming the bill passed by the Senate Finance Committee would increase premiums for millions of insured people. The president said that report was misleading. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.